And what do you do in a vessel assist? Do you have tools and equipment, or do you just bring them back?
We obviously have the rescue boats, and if we can get their boat up and running, we'd much prefer to get their boat up and running and then let them get themselves in. I mean, this is a big lake. It's 1,700 square miles. It's the largest lake west of the Mississippi. If I have a boat that's out there 8 miles, that's 8 hours worth of towing. Or at least I should say that's about 8 miles would be about 2 hours of towing. Excuse me, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 hours on the rescue boat going at 5 miles an hour is pretty tedious. So we, you know, if they're just off, a lot of the times that we, most of the calls that we get are not broken down boats. Most of the calls we get, especially in the shallow water years, are boats that just didn't know where the reef was.
And
ran aground on the reef. And so it's just a matter of pulling them off the reef, giving them a little instructions and saying, stay here, and then they can get themselves in.
Yeah.
So it's not very involved. A lot of other times we'll have boats that are broken down. We've had boats that have been out there 8, 10, 20 miles and snapped rudders. Mm. And so we've had to pull them in for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Then we've had some pretty bad search and rescues. We lost 2 duck hunters last year that they had an inexperienced level on a boat that should have never been on Great Salt Lake. One of them survived by swimming to the beach. The other two succumbed to hypothermia and then eventually drowned. And that search took about 5 hours to find them, even though we knew where they were within a 14 square mile area. When you get into low light conditions such as dusk with snow and rain squalls and 10 to 15 mile an hour winds and the waves that can create, it can take a long time to search just a 14 square mile area. And, you know, you look at it also, a 14-square-mile area of Great Salt Lake, that's an extremely small spot on Great Salt Lake, extremely small, considering it's 1,700 square miles.
Yeah.
But that's bigger than most lakes.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Like I say, most of our stuff is very simple. We have a very good track record. Our search and rescues, we have a very good track record of finding people. The fatalities, that's the first two boating fatalities we've had in probably 30 years.
Wow.
Most of the fatalities we have on the lake are from plane crashes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How frequent is that?
We average about one plane crash a year. Not all of them are fatal. Most of the people can do controlled landings, and that's just a matter of going and getting them. But we've had some pretty big fatality crashes out here. We've had the UH-60 helicopter that killed 12 people. And then the last one where we had a lot of fatalities on was the King Air skydiving plane that crashed in the lake and killed 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had a couple other crashes where it was just a single occupancy plane.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, the other characteristic of Great Salt Lake, it's the water's so dense. We've actually had plane crashes on the lake where they've been able to do controlled landings on the water.
Is that right?
Yeah, the water's so dense, it's like landing on cement for quite a while. You can actually skip across the surface for quite a while until the plane slows down enough, and then it's a sort of nosedives and catapults upside down, and then you can get out of the plane and come out without a scratch.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's amazing.
It's a freaky body of water.
Yeah, right. So even though it's a plane crash, you get involved because they're on your lake, so you have to go pick them up. You don't tow planes?
No.
Okay. You pull the people off. And
correct.
Then.
We even have situations where we won't necessarily get the boat right away. We're not tasked with getting the boat. We're tasked with saving people and getting people.
I see.
So we've had occasions where it's 5 to 8 foot seas. We're not necessarily going to tow that boat in. We will have them anchor the boat. We will pull the people off the boat and then wait for the conditions to calm down. And then we will take them back out to their boat the next day where they can either bring it in on their own or we'll pull it back in.